News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So at what point do supermarket loyalty schemes cross the line from being a bit of a bargain into being a bit of a blackmail to get your personal information? Olga Cronin is with us, Senior Policy Officer with the Irish Council of Civil Liberties. Olga, you guys have concerns that some loyalty schemes push too far to get personal data.
Hi, Anton. Thanks for having me on. So I suppose, like, you know, loyalty schemes, they are large scale data collection schemes and they're very valuable to these stores. And I guess our position would be that, you know, people shouldn't have to give up their privacy to put, let's say, you know, affordable food on the table. The thing with these schemes is that they're not just mechanisms to get discounts, but like I said, they're large scale data collection systems. And that's why compliance with data protection law is so important. So when it comes to that, compliance, there's six legal bases that a store could use in order to carry out these schemes. And one of those bases would be consent. And the issue with consent is that basically for consent to be legal, you know, and there's other legal bases, but for, so GDPR requires that consent is freely given, specific, informed and unambiguous. And consent cannot be freely given where there's a genuine imbalance of power or where a person might suffer a detriment as a consequence of not consenting to something.
Can you give us an example of what balance of power means and what not being in a position to give free consent means in real terms?
Fair. Thank you. So basically, there's a tension here in this situation. So like, let's say in an acute cost of living crisis, which you're living in, when a shop offers a product for 25 euros, but a tenner for people who have a loyalty card, is the person really choosing to hand over their data there, or do they feel compelled to? So people may feel they have little choice really, but to agree to share their personal data in order to have access to more affordable items.
And is that a hypothetical spectrum of cost, or is that the kind of real life instance that you have seen?
Well, I know that the Journal reported yesterday about an item in a store in regards to children's sunscreen, where it was, I think, 24 euros or 25 euros without a card, but 9 euros with a card. So that's a significant gap. And I think that as we see the proliferation of these loyalty schemes, you know, expand and expand, as we're seeing, that compliance with data protection law is going to have to be really, really important, which is why it was also really welcome to hear yesterday from the Journal that the Data Protection Commission has actually been looking at this, and a report is forthcoming. Because really, and like I said, consent is just one of six legal bases that stores could be relying on. There's other bases that they could be relying on, like contract or legitimate interest. But it's great that the regulator is going to have a look and to see exactly what's happening there. Because as I said, you know, people shouldn't have to be trading their personal data in order to be getting affordable food or to be able to get sunscreen for their kids.
And are loyalty schemes about data, or are they about an incentive to try to keep the person locked into that one shop?
Well, I imagine they're both. You know, these are means to carry out, like I said, large scale data collection, and they're the purpose of them is to track our shopping habits and behaviours. So the type of data that will be collected will be details like what a person buys, where and when, but also maybe the frequency of their visits to a particular store, the use of offers or deals then sent to them, their email address, their home address, their phone number, and how much money they spend, how they pay it, and whatever that is, and whenever that is, and that kind of data about people's habits and pattern behavior taken together, you know, could allow very precise conclusions to be drawn about a person's private life. And that's why it's valuable. And I'm not saying that any store in Ireland is doing that, but if that kind of data would be sold or shared on or combined with other data sets, it can become a very powerful profiling tool. And it could enable third parties to create highly detailed profiles of individuals. So this is why regulation here, and then, you know, compliance with the regulation, but also enforcement of the regulation and monitoring of that compliance is really, really important. As I said, as we see more and more of these schemes come on track.
Particularly given how ubiquitous the schemes now are, I think the recent data, KPMG report said that something to the order of 2/3 of adults have one of these loyalty schemes.
Yeah, and you can understand why. I mean, someone walks into a shop and they see that they can have something at a much reduced price compared to not having a card, you know, and that's where that kind of nudging and where that tension about consent comes up. But having said, like I said, about consent, there are other legal bases like legitimate interest and contracts. So they would come into play there as well. But that's why it's so welcome that the DPC is looking at this. Like, if I could even just give an example of the kind of harms, like, earlier this year, the French Data Protection Commission fined a company, which hasn't been named, $3.5 million because it found that between 2018 and 2024, the company transferred personal data of members of its loyalty program to an unnamed social media platform. And then, and the data that was transferred was email addresses and telephone numbers. And that platform then matched those identifiers with their users. And in the event of a match, displayed then personalized ads to that person of that company's products. So you can see how, you know, you might think, oh, sure, it's just data to get a discount. It doesn't really matter. But it really does matter, because the downstream effect of if that data gets into the wrong hands, you know, there can be consequences.
Olga, thanks very much for your time this morning. Olga Cronin, Senior Policy Officer with the Irish Council of Civil Liberties.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.